You will hear a woman called Zoe Barnes talking to marine biology students about a turtle conservation project. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 2.
Hi, I'm Zoe Barnes and I'm a marine biologist currently working for an international organisation that protects endangered species. I'm here to talk about my project on sea turtles in Costa Rica in Central America. Hopefully you'll be inspired to get involved in our work. I first learnt about sea turtles during my marine biology degree. My tutor was a sea turtle specialist. But I was more interested in my project on dolphins at the time. A few years into my career, I was looking for a new project to get involved in, and a colleague who'd seen a documentary on sea turtles suggested I should join this one in Costa Rica. Sea turtles are amazing creatures, and they make a vital contribution to ecosystems. They help to make sand dunes stable, and they're good for vegetation on seashores, as well as promoting the spread of seagrass on the seabed. Sea turtles spend most of their lives in the water, which is why it's hard to collect data about their behaviour. But we know that, like salmon, they return to the nesting ground where they were born. Their diet consists of things like jellyfish, crabs, snails, algae, and so on. Depending on the species, they range in size from 76 centimetres to 1.8 metres in length and can live up to 80 years. Larger species can weigh around 900 kilograms. Sea turtles are slow and clumsy on land, but they're excellent swimmers, remaining underwater for as long as 5 hours before resurfacing. You won't be surprised to hear that, sadly, they're under threat from modern problems such as climate change and pollution. And as we know, plastic in the oceans is very bad for all sea life. But an even greater risk they face is from fishing nets, which is something that gets less publicity. So, let me tell you some things about what volunteering on our conservation project involves. When the female sea turtles come ashore, they lay their eggs and bury them in the sand. We collect these, take them back to our conservation centre, where our volunteers are in charge of caring for them till the tiny baby turtles emerge. This frees up the full-time staff to take care of the newborns and young turtles until they're ready to be put into the sea, and also gives us time to build and maintain the tanks. Volunteers have irregular working hours, patrolling beaches at night, which is when they're visited by sea turtles. But that's not a bad thing. It's much cooler to work then than in the day. Sea turtles look cute, and in my experience, don't show aggression to humans. But their smell is something you never get used to. It's disgusting. But it's very rewarding work, and volunteers do get time off. They often go shopping or sightseeing in the local town, and obviously there's plenty of beaches to visit. I occasionally go on excursions in my free time, but every chance I get to go diving, I grab it with both hands. It's an amazing activity. Well, what kind of person makes a great volunteer? Many volunteers come to us with a degree, which isn't strictly necessary. Whether you've completed a marine biology course or done work experience already, You won't succeed without a positive attitude, and that's something I look for most when considering which volunteers to take on. You also have to be prepared to live in quite basic conditions. And when talking to local communities about conservation issues, it's essential for volunteers to listen to their views politely and take their opinions into account. They've lived there longer than us, after all. If you're feeling motivated to apply for a volunteer position, do be aware that there are numerous opportunities available. Don't make any decision without first reading reviews, because some projects are better than others. I always recommend government projects or ones run by internationally recognised charities. Don't just go for the first project you see an advertisement for in the newspaper.
Now you will hear part two again.
Hi, I'm Zoe Barnes and I'm a marine biologist currently working for an international organisation that protects endangered species. I'm here to talk about my project on sea turtles in Costa Rica in Central America. Hopefully you'll be inspired to get involved in our work. I first learnt about sea turtles during my marine biology degree. My tutor was a sea turtle specialist, but I was more interested in my project on dolphins at the time. A few years into my career, I was looking for a new project to get involved in, and a colleague who'd seen a documentary on sea turtles suggested I should join this one in Costa Rica. Sea turtles are amazing creatures, and they make a vital contribution to ecosystems. They help to make sand dunes stable, and they're good for vegetation on seashores, as well as promoting the spread of seagrass on the seabed. Sea turtles spend most of their lives in the water, which is why it's hard to collect data about their behaviour. But we know that, like salmon, they return to the nesting ground where they were born. Their diet consists of things like jellyfish, crabs, snails, algae, and so on. Depending on the species, they range in size from 76 centimetres to 1.8 metres in length and can live up to 80 years. Larger species can weigh around 900 kilograms. Sea turtles are slow and clumsy on land, but they're excellent swimmers, remaining underwater for as long as 5 hours before resurfacing. You won't be surprised to hear that, sadly, they're under threat from modern problems such as climate change and pollution. And as we know, plastic in the oceans is very bad for all sea life. But an even greater risk they face is from fishing nets, which is something that gets less publicity. So, let me tell you some things about what volunteering on our conservation project involves. When the female sea turtles come ashore, they lay their eggs and bury them in the sand. We collect these, take them back to our conservation centre, where our volunteers are in charge of caring for them till the tiny baby turtles emerge. This frees up the full-time staff to take care of the newborns and young turtles until they're ready to be put into the sea, and also gives us time to build and maintain the tanks. Volunteers have irregular working hours, patrolling beaches at night, which is when they're visited by sea turtles, but that's not a bad thing. It's much cooler to work then than in the day. Sea turtles look cute, and in my experience, don't show aggression to humans. But their smell is something you never get used to. It's disgusting. But it's very rewarding work, and volunteers do get time off. They often go shopping or sightseeing in the local town, and obviously there's plenty of beaches to visit. I occasionally go on excursions in my free time, but every chance I get to go diving, I grab it with both hands. It's an amazing activity. Well, what kind of person makes a great volunteer? Many volunteers come to us with a degree, which isn't strictly necessary. Whether you've completed a marine biology course or done work experience already, you won't succeed without a positive attitude, and that's something I look for most when considering which volunteers to take on. You also have to be prepared to live in quite basic conditions. And when talking to local communities about conservation issues, it's essential for volunteers to listen to their views politely and take their opinions into account. They've lived there longer than us, after all. If you're feeling motivated to apply for a volunteer position, do be aware that there are numerous opportunities available. Don't make any decision without first reading reviews, because some projects are better than others. I always recommend government projects or ones run by internationally recognised charities. Don't just go for the first project you see an advertisement for in the newspaper.
That is the end of part 2. Now turn to part 3.